Let's explore some fascinating hardware developments. There's a detailed write-up about running DOS on a Behringer DDX3216 audio mixer using a completely custom x86 BIOS built from scratch. This is the kind of deep technical project that showcases both the creativity and the sheer determination of the hardware hacking community.
What makes this project remarkable is the level of reverse engineering required. The author had to understand the DDX3216's hardware architecture, write a functional BIOS, and then get DOS to run on audio equipment that was never designed for general-purpose computing. The technical blog post walks through everything from memory mapping to interrupt handling, providing a masterclass in low-level system programming.
From a business perspective, this demonstrates the value of open hardware architectures and comprehensive documentation. The project was possible because enough technical information was available, either through official documentation or reverse engineering. Companies developing embedded systems might want to consider how their documentation and hardware design choices either enable or prevent this kind of creative repurposing.
There's also practical value in understanding these techniques for legitimate use cases. The skills involved in writing custom BIOS code and porting operating systems to unusual hardware are directly applicable to embedded systems development, IoT device programming, and hardware security research. The project serves as both entertainment and education.
Speaking of hardware innovation, Google Research published fascinating work on creating low-carbon computing platforms from retired smartphones. Instead of recycling old phones for materials, they're proposing to repurpose them as distributed computing nodes. The environmental and economic implications are significant.
The technical approach involves creating software frameworks that can coordinate thousands of retired smartphones into coherent computing clusters. Each phone contributes processing power, memory, and storage to collective computation tasks. The research shows that smartphone processors, while individually less powerful than server CPUs, can be remarkably energy efficient for certain workloads when deployed at scale.
The business model here could be transformative for both cloud computing and electronic waste management. Instead of expensive data center construction, cloud providers could purchase retired smartphones at a fraction of the cost. For consumers and businesses, this creates economic value from devices that would otherwise become waste. The circular economy potential is enormous.
What's technically interesting is how they handle the reliability challenges. Individual smartphones fail frequently compared to server hardware, so the system needs robust fault tolerance and dynamic resource allocation. The research demonstrates techniques for distributed computing that gracefully handle frequent node failures while maintaining overall system performance.
Now, let's discuss some impressive gaming hardware performance. There's a report about running Qwen 3.6 27B at 80 tokens per second using an RTX 5080 and RTX 3090 setup. For AI enthusiasts running large language models at home, this represents a significant leap in accessible high-performance inference.
The technical achievement here is optimizing model inference across multiple GPUs with different architectures. The RTX 5080 and RTX 3090 have different memory configurations, compute capabilities, and efficiency characteristics. Getting them to work together effectively for language model inference requires sophisticated load balancing and memory management.
From a market perspective, this democratizes access to powerful AI capabilities. A setup like this costs significantly less than equivalent cloud computing resources for heavy AI workloads, making it economically viable for researchers, startups, and enthusiasts to run large models locally. This could accelerate innovation by reducing barriers to experimentation.
The broader trend here is toward heterogeneous computing setups that combine different hardware for optimal performance. Instead of buying identical high-end GPUs, developers are learning to optimize workloads across whatever hardware they can access. This approach could become standard for both home and enterprise AI deployments.
But here's where we need to ask ourselves, what if we're wrong about this trend toward local AI inference? The community seems convinced that running large models locally is the future, but there are compelling counterarguments. Cloud providers are achieving massive economies of scale, Dedicated AI chips are becoming more efficient than consumer GPUs, and most users probably don't need the privacy and control benefits that local inference provides.
That's a fair point, Marcus. The assumption underlying local AI enthusiasm is that privacy, control, and long-term cost savings outweigh the convenience and performance advantages of cloud services. But what if cloud providers continue improving their price-performance ratios faster than consumer hardware? What if most AI applications end up being collaborative rather than individual, making centralized processing more natural?
Exactly. The key assumption we should question is whether the current cost advantage of local inference will persist. Cloud providers have access to cutting-edge AI accelerators, optimized networking, and massive scale advantages. If they can offer better performance per dollar while handling all the infrastructure complexity, the case for local inference becomes much weaker except for specialized use cases.
If we're wrong about this, the signal to watch for is cloud AI services becoming significantly cheaper and more performant than equivalent local setups. We'd also see more AI applications requiring real-time collaboration or access to constantly updated knowledge bases, which favor cloud deployment over local models.